Pa mi kažu kad smo dane brand new sobje. Samo malo. Tu da dobro i dan peć. Samo malo. Mohal, it was a person that had he owed for damages, he owed a loan to have a loan, he was terrible, sick, sudden. And he had three times in the fields, it is Venus and Zeburus. Who know what's a normal one there? The normal one is that there it is, you have to use for the donkeys. Valkyrie is used for Venus, and Venus is used for Valkyrie, and the Zeburus is used for fish. So, he then went and sold his land. All three lands he sold to someone else. So now he doesn't have anything left. So now if the Balchev would come to him, he would say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. But I sold the land. And there's something called Shibud, right? Something's with Shibud. I'm just putting on off noise. There's something with Shibud that anyone who bought it has to give up the goods. So I bought, somebody bought a land off this Mazik. So his land, the Mazik's land, the Shulman to pay for the damages. So the one who bought it has to relinquish his land to give it to the one who was damaged, right?
When he bought it, was aware of Shulman.
Or he should have been aware. Okay. One of the two. Well, why weren't you aware of it?
The seller did it disclose.
No, that's the job of the person buying it. It's got, there's a coil. There's a coil that's, there's a set. If I land for sugar, then people are there. So that's what you have to do your research before buying your land, to make sure there's no.
So the bird is on the purchase.
Yeah, sure. Unless there's a number about there, there's no coil, so therefore not. A little bit shallow. Or Ezekiel, which was in places, he's got the same type of idea, with a code for it.
And coal, so we can give somebody a loan to aid it.
And the land was sugar to it, yes. With a star.
He starts babbling about it. He goes around going talking about it.
There is.
He can say so.
No, there isn't.
What?
There is.
Well, what is?
Glad.
Well,
what's wrong? Look at it. It's done.
We didn't know.
What?
Does he want me to know? I don't get it.
Whether you want to know or not, people hear about it.
What? It's the golden rule. If we ate, we're going to go out and tell people. I don't get it.
Anything we can do with Basin, because the sound. Anything we can do with Basin, because the star's got Aiden to Aiden, it's done. It's called the Meister Basin. Star Koi is called the Meister Basin. So anything which is done as part of a basin has people talk about it. So at least it's something you can find out.
Like in America, you can go to France,
right?
You can walk a point right now that you want the basin to buy the way. It's our tax company.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. Right. Basin is like the porter's office.
Right.
But if somebody, if let's say the moral one, if they
made
moral
on
their
yeah,
so
no.
If it's not involved, there's no
shibud. There's no
shibud.
Well, there is a
shibud, but it's not public.
Right.
If it's not public,
right.
Then
right. Not about then you wouldn't be able to be goyim from the rukuchis. You won't be able to claim it from the rukuchis. It's not something they hear about. There's no koyim. No, something you do in basin is had more work.
So same thing like if someone was mazik something, but they didn't go to basin yet. And we had a discussion about basin to get from this or that or whatever it is. And so the person didn't, you have to also get a judgment or a psak from Beis Din in order for it to also be registered for the public to know?
I'm not sure what you're on.
No, okay, I understand we have a shard with right. Witnesses and it's lodged with Beis Din because, mm-hmm. You know, maybe for whatever reason.
Whatever, yeah, yeah.
The same thing might not have happened though with, let's say, you have some
mazik. Mazik, very good. So the place asked the cash by mazik. Yeah. The place asked by cash by mazik. Where's the star base?
Exactly. Before this psaki, I honestly have
to. That's the place you're going to talk about. Okay. Very good. Yeah, that's the cash. So let's see again. So that all this was just abdominals. So that's a double posh, somebody who has a land that's a lien, that's mishubed for a particular land, and then something who's buying it. So since it's mishubed, so the one who is owed the money can take away that lien, that calculate mishubed from the one that bought it. So if he sold all three lands to one person, or he sold all three lands to three people, ke'echot, what does ke'echot mean? We'll say Rashi. What does ke'echot mean? But it means on the same day. So it doesn't say in the shtar which one came first, right? There's no documentation that one of the buyers was first. Now there's a halacha that says ein goyvim in the chosam mishut bodim b'mokim shiyesh b'nei choyim. Meaning, if the mask malve the rebbe has an old lot of land and he sold his edis. And he sold his bailiffs, he kept himself zibois. Then the law is that those people claiming got no right to go to the lekuchos as long as the malvin, the loib himself, has land to walk, with which to pay. Even though the land which he has to pay is zibois. That's the takanah sazah. Ein goyvin, the chosim mishubodim. You can't go and claim from the chosim mishubodim, the chosim that I've already sold to somebody else in the Shubid only. The Mokum Shesh Meichin in a place where the person himself has Meichin. So we're saying here like this, if he sold them all in one time or on the same day, so you have here three people who bought land. Neither of them can say that any of them was lost because they're all on the same day. So Mele, if neither of them are lost, so they're all equally liable. So then it's the same thing as the mazik, just like the mazik has to pay the nizokin from idis, and the lime has to pay the balchoyim with beilis, and the exposition with zibois. So those three people who bought, they now take over the role of the one who sold it to them. The one who sold it to them had those three categories. Now each one of them has to pay the category that is applicable to
a question.
Let me take a question in a minute. I just want to say the next line, and then I think it'll be easy. But if it was bizarre for them, that's important. If it's bizarre for them, he sold one guy on a Monday. He sold to the second guy on a Tuesday, the third guy on a Wednesday. And the last guy that bought was the, let's say, the Zibois. Then all three, the Balchoy, the Mazik, and the Ksuzicha, all go to the last guy to claim from the Zibois. Why? Why do they go to that last guy? Video. Each one of them ain't going to the Chosin of Mishubodim, the Mokum Chit Meliachoy. In this case, all three have been sold already. But the first guy that bought the land, he bought Idris, he can say to the person claiming, so why come to me? I left a karka for the one that you that owes you money. Go back to the person that owes you money. And the second guy can say the same thing. It's only the third guy for all the land that finished off. There's no more land available now. Only that guy has to pay up because he left no land by the Malmer, by the Balfour, by the Lone, by the mazik, by the husband, no land was left there. So now he has to pay out. So all the people go to us. Yeah, now I can take the question. Yes, sure, you have the question.
Oh, yeah, this, what parameters have an effect?
No,
I think I understand what's happening. So it's not really a question of what's happening, it's more of a, go ahead.
There's nothing to pay this except.
You don't have to pay the chairs.
I'm saying you have to pay
Yes.
No, he's saying that if the original owner, the original owner has something to pay his claim, he should pay up his claim.
Rather than have it
sold as that.
Same.
You can't claim from the people that bought the land if the you can still pay up. Okay, so he's gone bankrupt. He has nothing.
It is not a sold
house. It doesn't.
Is somebody,
okay, I thought this was so good. We had a plan that we need to, in order to eat my son. But,
if they came up to an agreement, and their agreement was that he'll give him a loan, and under the condition that he doesn't pay it, he's going to be able to collect a specific part of the land.
A particular.
Is
that I don't like going into the whole halakhic discussion, but if you want to try and understand, I'm not literally later, I'm not saying not. But we want to try and answer what the law is saying, and then any practical halakhic thing we can always bring down.
No,
Nizokin, let's go with Nizokin, that's the best. Nizokin is definitely for me, right? But why does he doesn't have?
He doesn't have. At the time of the sale he had,
yeah.
And he should have a right to sell it.
He did.
Because nobody else has the demand. Somebody else is already damaged, and somebody should be able to grab that land today.
That's
what he did. Give it out.
That's what he said. This Gemara, not out. Even the Gemara, ain't not from this Gemara, but the club. Ain't. Throw in a hospital shabbat and open chief in a coin, I feel it's the voice, means that this, it was Takanos of Chazal. This Takanos of Chazal said that you're right, the Nizokim was what? The Idis was Meshubat for Nizokim. The minute he sells the Idis, that Shibat moves on to whatever land the Malmes still, then the Mazik still owns. It's Takanos of Chazal, we'll see why they did that soon. It's Takanos of Chazal. Good point. Okay, so we said a bit of Zaka there, Kulam Goybe in Achri. Einoi, what does Einoi mean? You've seen this more, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's Einoi?
He doesn't have that specific land.
No.
No.
He doesn't have enough to cover all the debts.
Then it's the second last person who bought now has to relinquish his land in order to give. Because he can't say, I left you B'nai Chayim. It's not true. He didn't leave enough B'nai Chayim because there's too many debts. So therefore, he'll have to relinquish his land. And Einoi, if even that's not enough, then Goyba Mishan B'nai Chayim. Then you're Goyba even from the very first guy. Now here comes a very interesting halachas this. It means what would be a very, very fascinating case. What would be if the guy sold Idis, Benis, and Zibois? And the first guy who's owed money happens to be a damages. So he's the first one that can collect. So where's he going to collect from?
Yes,
And now the second guy, he is the Malchayim. He happens to be the Malchayim. And there's not enough Zibos left. So where will he get?
Bainis.
The next time is Bainis. And the Ksudas Isha, we'll get from Bainis. That's a funny system. That's the way it works. It means the first person that's owned is the first one who claims. And the last land that was sold is the first land that can be claimed.
Is
that the turn out?
Does the party of claimants go by the date of their damage, or the date that they go and make a claim?
The day of the psakdin.
Hmm?
The day of the psakdin. The
day of the psakdin.
You find out somebody else gets caught.
Right. Okay. That's just an interesting halakha thing that comes out. Let's see, Rashi. Mocher on the airport or in the Gimel Bnei Olam. This is Rashi, you see where it is? Halfway down the page, it's over. Sometimes we might knock on bad.
And he switched order.
A good question. Why are they independent in verse? Which doesn't match the order that it was meant to be. Yeah? Ikura nechsu tachza bailin, nechsu ala kuchois, the kuchois. Step into the shoes of the moichin. Kedin ha-moichin. They get the din of the moichin. Umisha lokech idis, yifra nizik, ולכי ארפיינס, ישר נצחוי, ולכי ארציבוריס, אסק סובר, because neither of them can say that I was the first one, they were all on the same day. But if it was over time, over 3 days, then you gave him an argument. Afilu shoku kamo idis o beinis. Even if the first one took the idis and the beinis, motzi madchen mehua kuchois, those that bought can push the Nizokin or Balchoiv to the Nizokin or Balchoiv into Ziboris. They can push them up, push him to the take the Ziboris. He can say, I left for you a place to be Goyver. Stam Sevens Gitin, Ein, the throne of the host of Shabbatim, the Mokum Sheet, and the Choyv. The cloud, you can't claim from the host of Shabbatim. If there is Bnei Chayim, if there's available land, then. But if any Ziboris, even if that land is Ziboris, yeah?
Yom Echad. Yom Echad just means that it happened at different times on that day. That's
good Hara, very good Hara. We're going to come to you in a minute, half a second, right? The Chi Zavon, Hadi Trey Kamoi. When these two first ones bought, Ishtayel Ziburis Meichoyen, they left Ziburis Meichoyen. Rav Avin Olin Zamne, even afterwards he subsequently went and sold it. Boso Vaso, you know, we always go to the last one. He was the one that took away the Meichoyen from the Baal Chayin. So Yotzi pointed out that it's all done on one day, but it doesn't say it was all done in the same hour, in the same minute, right? So he's asking,
you have a timestamp.
Why is it that if it's all done on one day, we don't say you go to the last day? That's the opposite as well. But that we're going to come to very soon. We have to do a bit more Rashi, and then we'll be able to elaborate on that topic. Okay? So send back to the Gemara.
Can you please read that last Rashi? The problem is,
I don't mind. You want to read it because I'm a little bit blocked up. You want to try Menachem?
Menachem, the Afilu Shagu Kamai Idis Ubenis. Even if the first two took the Idis and the Benis, Matsimachan, he can push them off.
They can.
Matsimachan, they can push them off. Who? I both of the new.
Those that bought, the ones that bought Idis and Benis can push the Nizokin and Balchoyim, can push those claiming for damages, those claiming for a loan, the Idis and Ziboris.
So the Ziboris, enough for the Samokom, because they might have left people to collect from. But now, because the Mishnah was a Chassidim, and if I has the Mishnah, the Samokom, Shesh, and Echo, we don't allow someone to collect from properties that have a lien on them, so long as they're in a case where there are properties that don't have a lien. The feeble and zibuis, and even if the last remaining property that's available is zibuis.
Right.
That when the first two purchased the land, a shy of zibuis, the zibuis will then open over and then away. But the hada has been a.
Is that no?
He's down, no?
Even though he subsequently went and sold it.
We go after the last property.
Right. Okay. Eloi today sipuk shloshtom. If there's not enough property to go around to pay off all three debts, she'eloi sekar keshova kolkach, that land's not worth so much. So goyma moisa, you claim what's remaining that still needs to be claimed, Mishal Apollo from the second last buy.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now he's going to be left with half a problem that he purchased.
But he was going to mention half a property. He wanted an acre of land. Can he now go and say that has to tell us to the guy? No, because you should have known that people might come and play.
It's a code. You should check.
The original buyer did where?
Huh?
The original buyer did where?
Yeah. And that's the one. You have to do a burial before you buy it.
Wow.
Okay. Back to the Gemara. What's the key to the Gemara? Do you have it in the Gemara?
Back in the Gemara?
Back to the Gemara. What's the case that he sold to one guy? He sold Marish in one shtar. He sold all three lands to one guy. Well, then there's no chiddush whatsoever. Ashta the shloisha. If already when he sells to three people, they can remember where it's possible to say one of those three, total three people on the same day. And it's possible that one of those three bought first, right? Obviously, he sold to three different people, so each one of them could have possibly been the first one. And yet we said almost, we said all three buyers are taking over the position of the one that sold it, meaning the one that bought it is the paper from the mazik, even though he could say, I left you the ziburis. Maybe I was the first. We say, no, since you all bought the same day, therefore it doesn't say in the shtar, doesn't say which hour you bought. Therefore, you're all treated exactly the same. It's as if the three of you are now the original seller. And what's the name of the original seller? If he's got Edis, he has to give the Edis to the Mazik. So to him, one of the three has Edis, he has to give the original Edis to the Mazik.
So only there's no time stamp?
Right, there's no time
stamp. Rashi, it's me, you, clearly.
Yeah, Rashi said, we'll see. Yeah, let's just wait a little bit until we've seen Rashi. Right, so if ready, we're three people, where it's possible. It's possible to say one of them came first, but yet, almost you said, they all step into the shoes of the Bainim. If you sold it to one person, you need to tell me this thing. Obviously, if you sold it to one guy, all three together in the same shtar, then obviously he is the Spitz Moicha. He's taken over the Moicha's position. If already presented to three people, they're not instantaneously. I sold it to one, then I sold it to the other, then I sold it to the other. Yet neither of them can say, well, I left you, B'nai Echrim, because they all happened on the same day. So certainly if you sold all three on one star, it should be as well. So I didn't need the brides to tell me the sin of Mochanech. So what's the case of Mochanech? Can't be talking about the same shtar. That's obvious. So what is the case? And am I? And what's the place?
First one is that. Sure.
And I'm cheating. Bezeh, must be. Then we say Mochanech, it means they sold it. One cow on Sunday, one karka on Monday, and the third karka on Tuesday. And nevertheless, we say that he needs to pay exactly like the Moishe would have to pay. The mazik comes along, the nizik comes along and claims he has to give up his idis, even though he bought his first last.
Let's give up the idis. Is this one buyer or you have to buy?
One buyer bought over 3 days.
Yeah, it's why? Why did that mean?
You were saying, hey.
No, because he steps into the shoes of the seller.
No.
And the seller owned all three properties. He now owns all three properties.
He can say, when I bought the Idis and Midis, I left Ziboris. 100%.
Right.
So go get it from the Ziboris. Now, I bought the Ziboris. Okay.
Yeah, but at the time that he's going to, at the time he's going to collect.
Who's claiming?
The person who's owed the money.
Right.
Mazet or the...
So the person that bought the fields can say, I bought Idis and Midis. I left Ziboris by the original owner. I then went subsequently bought the Ziboris. So you can all play from Ziboris. That's what you would have thought in Svara. No.
Of course. I wouldn't think so. Only
why not?
Only have different people. If it's the same person,
why?
They merge together.
Hi. Hello. You might have a computer, but I don't have three people. You're reading it with three people. They don't think that.
If there's three different
people, yeah. So what's the difference?
Because it's the same individual.
So what are the same things?
So
what? So what? I mean, so what?
So what if it's the same individual?
Because the same individual, he's the one, at the end of the day, he has all the main properties.
Uh-huh. But he had left the Ziboris.
He left the Ziboris. Had he left the Ziboris, fine.
Had he left the Ziboris, then what? Had he left the Ziboris,
then the person would have to left either from the owner of the Ziboris.
Well, Ziboris.
If he sells it to another person, then of course you go after him. He's the one who not only, he's the one who left the debtor without any assets. He brought him bankrupt, basically.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter. In my opinion, they have it. You're wrong, but they all merge together. He's still wearing the same hat.
Why should they merge together? He left a karka that he should be able to go there from the Echirin. He left that. All the ship would have on that karka.
Yeah, but he's going to cause the.
By buying the Echirin.
At the end of the day, he's the one who caused the debtor to not have any assets, even though.
So the last one? How is he the one? Because he bought the last one.
He bought the last one, but he also with knowledge that he also owns the other one.
So what? I think it was a month apart. Last one was born a month later. Recent.
Yeah. What?
The last Ziboris was born a month later.
Okay, so
still should be all together?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the same. It merges with the same. He's the same owner.
The Gemara is going to ask.
He steps into the shoes of the.
Yes, I got it. It's like the guy
I thought is a third. He said, this transaction is amalgamated to the two previous transactions, and they're all treated as another day. You might have an argument. But because he gets there, and they're all set up individually, then the last one is an individual separate. The fact that he had to we might, for example, have bought Zagoras from Yemen, who actually in the day. And
In that case,
sure. The Gemara is going to ask. It's not going to take your side, unfortunately, but the Gemara is going to ask. So, says Rashi, we said that one guy bought it. Ilem Bavas Achas, Rashi, first word, the line is Ilem Bavas Achas, Mishnah Achab, it was all written, Mamish together. Avadah, his nefes, Tach Zabayim. Hashto legimim. The ikonimema chad minar kodin. If read with three people, where you could say one of them came first. Shezeh lokat baboike. One of them bought in the morning. Valalo shnayim berem. Umotzi lemitim min lemitin hanach lecholokim. Each one could claim a left for you any land. And yet we say, almost nichols from Tachzah Bailim. Why? This is important Rashi.
This is all we
Hoyel. Yeah, Hoyel Rashi says, Ve'in nike b'shtar ha-mecher, minok ha-fishoy. Since it's not clear in the shtar who bought first, therefore neither of them can claim that I left Mokim.
Even if you can bring witnesses, then.
Well, okay, maybe if you can bring witnesses, it'll be different.
That's
says Rashi, since it's not clear in the shtar who bought first, then neither of them, none of the three, could say, I left Bnei Chorin. If it's over 3 days, so it's clear in the shtar that one person bought on Sunday, the other one bought on Monday, but on the Sunday, I can say, I left field for you. Look, you see the second one on Monday bought on Monday, and the third one on Tuesday. But if they're all on the same day, then since it's not nicker in the shtar, who bought first? None of them can tell you that I came first. We need to understand what the vault about is.
It's very simple to rectify that. Why not just put a timestamp?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
In certain places in Yerushalayim, they did used to put in the hours, but in some places, they didn't do it. So, there's a machlekes rishonim What's the vortex? Some should learn that if there's no time, then the sale only takes place at the end of the day. And therefore, all three took place simultaneously. Sale takes place at the end of the day. It's not yet time. So maybe at the end of the day, by the end, that's definitely now finished the day, that's when the sale takes place.
That's only when he wanted only to start. Meaning, start. If he went to do a kinyan, then it wouldn't, this wouldn't
happen. You know where the start is. You have a start. One second, let me just finish off the point. So you have a start. So the sale takes place at the end of the day, and therefore all three of them met simultaneously. That's how some understand. Doing the start, you're doing kinyan start. So maybe the start date is at the end of the day. All three take place at the end of the day. That's something.
But the point
to that. Sure, I just want to finish off the point. Yeah, that's. So, in Rashi, Rashi not much with it. Rashi the Mashma, that Rashi said, it's not Nikki who bought first. Somebody bought first, but it's not Nikki who bought first. Rashi the Mashma, even though one of them, Bemet, could have bought first, but they all are Nikas who tax the Biden, because it's not Nikki who bought first. Since it's not Nikka, neither of them got a right to say, well, it's not me, go to the other guy. But in order to do that, you have to have a clear proof to say that I bought first.
That first opinion, really, it sets up a really bad situation, because you could have an unscrupulous seller who goes and sells that same property to three different people throughout the same day. Yet the title doesn't invest into all, whatever. And he could, leave town, and it's a big problem, because how could, obviously, three people, like four people, whatever, buyers and bad, don't all own the property, or what happens in that case? They each have, like,
There's no end of all the scrupulous people can do.
Right. I mean, so that the end of the day vesting is a real problem.
I guess that's why you have to go to study how to invest. Okay. So that
the
is
the star that the sellers would have on the land. You learned in that and started a little bit before.
Say again?
The seller sells it is, or whatever it is, for the buyer. If in the star on the sale, it is the star that the seller still not only
use. Yeah, say that. Okay.
Then that would be
fine. Right. Hey, Daniel, I think
that's thicker.
So that's the two map. The tour in Simon Kofi test brings from the read. That since you don't write hours in it, and it does not nick it hours in the start, the Kenyan, Nimtza Kenyan, Kulom Chal Ka'achas Mosefer. The Kenyan is Chal at the end of the day. So obviously you can't say, Hinach Tel Chalokoy, because all three were Chal immediately, and that's why they need to pay it. But to him, not from the day from Rashi, like you said, not about Rashi said, never met, since it's not Nicker inside it. That's why you can't say nothing long. Here poses a difficult question. The cloud makes it mechaveru all of haray. So I've got a shtar. It could be I was the first one to bought. I've got the idis. It could be enachti lechamokim. You want to claim from me the idis? You the nizikin, the nizik wants to come and claim from me the idis. I say no, fruit to me. You got here three people. Each one bought sometime during the day. You've got no right to say that I am the one that bought last. And therefore, that's a big cash and a few rush. Rush said it's not Nicker in the star who bought first. Okay, so what? So why should we need this with the buying? If it's not Nicker, I'm waiting for me, Almeray. You, Mr. Nizek, you want the Indies? You proved to me that I was the last one that bought. That is the kasha on a mitzvah. Yeah.
But to suggest it's about near stars.
What is
since I'm going to buy the shar,
no.
And we're saying that it's a known fact that the time is not given that where Kenya wasn't done, the shar itself will only take effect.
No, that's tall. The Torah says the shtar will only take effect at the end of the day.
Oh,
the Rashi said not like that. Rashi said, not that it'll only take effect at the end of the day. Rashi says, we don't know who bought first. What's the difference who bought first? They're all coming in.
Maybe when Rashi says she'll have a book, he just means that sign on the contract.
Well, the next Rashi. Amr's nipsu tachza bainin. Toil ve'ei nika b'shtar ha'mecher milo kachrishan. They're going to the tour. It's not because it's not nika. They're going to the tour because they're all chal at the end. Rashi's mashma, the reason is because not nika who it is. So here's a chiddush which we once had in our kodesh. Or in Shoshanogah, maybe possibly. In Shoshanogah. What's the din when I'm definitely owing you money, and that's the shina, I owe you money, let's clear, I owe you money. For instance, the case there was an animal fell in the pit. And we don't know, did he die because of the hevel, or did he die because of the chavata? Right? What was the thing? So one of the halachim we had in the sugya there, then it says, because you have to pay, because maybe he died from the hevel. First of all, maybe he died from heaven, but maybe he died from the chavata. If you're karka ilom, you shouldn't have to pay.
There's already ten.
Ten for the animal inside. So answer was, since you're a mazik, since you're definitely a mazik, that was the case there. You got a bit. So he's definitely a mazik. Now it's on you to prove that you're not chav. All we know is that I don't know. I need to prove to you that you are balchoyv. I need to prove to you that you're a mother. If you're sure that you're running after an animal, I don't know if my animal, you're showing damage to my animal or not. I have to prove it. But if I know that you're very damaged, I just don't know how it damaged, whether it was with Hevel or Chavotel, then the onus of responsibility now moves onto the balabar. You're definitely a mazik. You want to party yourself, you prove it. Right? That's how we learn there in Shalom Tabor. And the same idea is said here as well. Here, there's definitely a land that's meshubit. Your lands are meshubit. Just, you want to prove, you want to say that maybe there's another land after it, the ball after you. How do you prove it? Right? The onus of responsibility is now going to be on the person that bought it to prove that his land is now no longer meshubit. Really, it's land of meshubit. Right? Had the mazik come along to the original owner, he would have got this. You want to say, no, I left B'nai Chorin. Okay, prove it. From your shtar, you can't prove anything. The shtar doesn't say any time. So since in the shtar, it doesn't say who is first, therefore, other
proving it, we're saying it in here that we know for sure that one of them is important,
right? Yeah. We know. You could say one of them. We don't know. There's no agent. We don't know who is first. We don't know.
But that says, can we?
Can we? Can we? Can we? Can we?
Can we? Can we make an assumption that somebody is desperate for money and trying to persuade more money they can? The land they will be able to sell first. In all that, will be the easiest person.
Yeah, you can't make assumptions. I like what you're saying, but yeah, it's part of the suit, you can't make that assumption. Yeah, it could be it's easy to raise funds on cheaper land. Yeah. I never hear what you're saying.
Who said that, Terence?
The Russian?
No. On the
Mitzvah
Chavei Arba'ayim. Right, and then
you could
have a solution to saying that the
Virgin
Shet. Who said that?
Ramon brings it from Balatrumo, from Shalim. I just made the connection to Shoshanogah. It's the same idea.
Right, yeah.
Once you've got this fear, you want to be Mafkia, your fear, then Adab, the onus of responsibility is on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the pshat as well. So we have machlekes yishonim. What's pshat by three people buying from a shtar on the same day? Going to the tour, the pshat is because the Mecca only took place at the end of the day. So they're all simultaneous. According to Rashi, no, Mehmet, it could have been one of them was earlier in the day. But since we don't know, therefore the three of them all have to pay. Nafka Mina would be if there's eight of them, obviously. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's Adam on the Shtar is signed, if you're going to go with the Pshat of the Tor, since it doesn't say a time, so maybe let's go Adam, but the Mecca is only taking place at the end of the day, so all three are going to be simultaneously liable. I'm saying again, if you say like Rashi, it's because we don't know which one was first. Ikarim, you could say he was in the morning, it could be in the evening. No, they have to prove it. Okay, I'm blaming them. I can prove I was in the morning. That would be enough gemina, practical enough gemina between these two in my house. Again, Rashi is quite clear that the Mecca could have taken place earlier, but met, we just don't know who it is.
But back to the Shippi, the burden proof.
Yeah.
Thing is, that's fine when you're dealing with the actual Masik himself. You know, it was in your pit and then he died. But better, you know, an animal died. Or, you know, you, how it died, you know, whether or not it's by Tevel or by the Bata.
Yeah.
But here, it's just the purchaser. He's not
the land was stolen. You bought land that was machined. You want to prove that, no, the ship had moved off it onto somebody else. You have to prove it. This land was definitely machined. Had the nizik come to the original buyer, he would have got the original seller, he would have got from the idis.
Sure.
Sure. No, no, so you'd say, no, I left you mechayev. Okay, so prove that. You want to be left here.
But we also know later on, that even though you did it's still Meshuvah. The Meshuvah doesn't go away because if there's not, if for whatever reason that they need to go upstream, so to speak, then the Meshuvah still exists.
Because it was never Bnei Chayim, that's why. There wasn't enough Bnei Chayim. As long as it's Bnei Chayim, so the Meshuvah has now gone on to Bnei Chayim. If there's not enough in the Bnei Chayim, so then this land was always Meshuvah. It never went over to Bnei Chayim. Okay, so Elo b'zachazeh Rashi first word line Elo b'zachazeh b'gimel yomim. You must be over 3 days. So now we go back to the Gemara. So remember, we're talking about one guy bought three lands over 3 days, and we said all of the three claim exactly as if it would have been the original seller. It means the Mazik, the Nizik will get in this. And even though he bought Idis first, Reuven bought from the original seller. He bought Idis, Benis, and only later on Ziboris. Even though he bought Ziboris last, he has to relinquish his Idis and give it to the man. Why should that be? Says the Gemara. Umayishno, is Elapshid, the beginning of the line. Umayishno, Memshin. Umayishno, Shloisha, the Cholchan, Vechan. What's the difference between three people where each one could say to him, I left you a place to claim. So this person also, I call Chad Vechad. For each one of them, he can say, he should be able to turn around to the Nizik and say, I left two karka. He should be able to turn around to the Balfem and say, I left two karka, I left two ziburis. Now, God, I bought the ziburis as well. But I bought the ziburis last. And therefore, all the claims should go on to the ziburis. Right? This is the thing which we are asking.
Mm-hmm.
To which the answer is, he bought Idis last. Not that he bought Ziburis last. He bought the Idis last. He bought Ziburis, Benis, and then he bought Idis. So which was the Bnei Chayim? Idis. So have you got time? Have you got any question why the Nizik gets from the Idis?
No.
No, that was the last one. If he first bought Idis, Benis, and then Ziboris, then Rabbi would get Ziboris. Then Nizik would get Ziboris. And because it wasn't like that, because it was that the Kaya, he bought Idis last, so Mamela, the Nizik, Nizik can get from the Idis. And where does the Ksubas issue get from? So the Gemara said from the Ziburis. Question one. The Idis was the last one.
Oh.
So the Idis was the last one, so they should all get from the Idis. Because it was interesting time down here. I want to do this. That's where I was catching it.
Yeah.
So, the not to pay off. Yeah. The not to pay off. So because the Isha should say, I will need this.
Yeah.
Because that's what was last of it.
He goes to that spirit.
Yeah, that sounds. That the Mekeah bought first Zipporis, then Benis, and then he bought Idis. So the Idis is the one that wants to be heard. So the Nizokin, of course, came from the Idis. What was that question?
What was the question?
The question was that we said if you buy him over 3 days, then he now comes back like the original Mecha, and then the Nizik will came from the Idis. And the Balfei will came from the Beinis, and the Ksubas Yisrael came from the Zibus. So the question we had was, why? If he bought over 3 separate days, he could say, I left you Karka to claim from, go to claim from the Zibus.
Now, it's 3 people.
One guy bought over 3 days. Why not? That's what the Gemara was asking. Why
not?
Yeah, why shouldn't you? You understood. You should be able to. Why shouldn't you? So, yeah, of course. So my answer, you know why, but one guy you can't, is because we're talking about a case where he bought from the Idis last. Well, if he bought the Idis last, what's he going to say? He's going to claim to the Bnei Chayim. That was the Bnei Chayim. That Idis was the Bnei Chayim. You're right. And had you not bought that last land, where would the Nizik came from? He would have gone to the original Moshe. Where would he came from? There it is. Where would the Baal Chayim have came from? There it is. And where would the Subsidiary have came from?
Also,
it is. That's all that's there.
Yes.
That's all that's there. Right? So then you went and bought the Idis. So now you have to pay up from your Idis. So you can't say that the Nizik won't get Idis then. Of course, the Nizik should get Idis. Right? The question is, but why shouldn't the Baal Chayim also get the Idis? And the Ksubas Isha should also get the Idis. Right? What do we have? We said, if he buys over 3 days, he's Nichnas Takas Abayim. Nichnas Takas Abayim means exactly what the Abayim would have done, you have to do. That means the Nizokin gets the Idis, the Baal Chayim gets Beinis, and Subsidish gets Zibuis. We didn't understand it over 3 days. Why should he have to pay his Idis? We didn't understand why he should pay the Idis. He could say, I bought, in Achter Chalokoi. The answer was that the Idis was the last one he bought. So, Mein Abadi, if they kept the Idis, it was the last thing he bought. And now we don't understand the other way. So, why should it be that the Subsidish can just pay Zibuis? The issue should say, this was the last thing you bought. I should be able to claim from the last thing you bought. The Idis. So it's issues to get the Idis. Right? That's my last question.
Great
question. They should all come and claim from the Idis. And from here on is where the Gemara gets very, very, very I don't use Kasham, sly. Kasham is not
aggressive.
Not aggressive, yeah. But the Gemara now
smart.
Creative. They come up with ways of wheeling out of paying the Idis. Well, now, suggest different ways. You've learned the Gemara. You carried on with the Gemara. Yeah, rather not. But you carried on the Gemara. You've done the Gemara. It's everything in the Gemara is Emes.
They're a bunch of chutzpahs. He's saying they're shut.
Why? Did he say
Why do we want it to matter? You
change
the whole halal.
Okay. So this is, we're definitely the tones of the shade is definitely going to go higher during the next possible sugar, but
it's
it's.
I like the way
we're going to get the two dogs, but it's going to be a bit rough. It's a shame. We should have a safe journey. We mentioned we'll continue on Thursday, if you might know.
He said to them, by he what? Get out of my face.
Right.
So why are we
not having that? That is not fine. What right is there?
Well, I have a question about this.
I'm sure you do.
My question is, as soon as someone encounters you in a way they don't like, it seems like people are double aggressive, like being super aggressive on it. It's like an comment.
So, let's say, we get to the Gemara, and we also have to do a Rosh. The Rosh helps us to understand at least what's going on for a bit. So the Rosh is Simon. I'm not even going to ask if you know what the Rosh is anymore. The Rosh is Simon Gimel. Simon Gimel, okay? The Rosh is Simon Gimel, a quite long Rosh. He goes through the Sugar explaining.
That's the first thing you should know?
No, after the Gemara to the two dots, right? With Rashi, obviously.
And then
the Rosh.
How is it allowed to answer this way?
Right. That's what
No, because it sounds like it's in the comments.